The Brooks said that they had openings, so I brought him over there, and he looked at that. He's going to fill out papers, but he has no idea where he's going. His arterial is expanding, and so he has to move.
His house is one of the ones that's moving. He's on the expansion of the arterial.
And his house is meticulous. Nice Polish man, and very pleasant, very well dressed, but can't hear anything. And you talk to him on the phone, and just can't hear you. So it's hard when you call. He'll call and leave a message, but for you to call back and say, I'll be here at such a time, it is hard. But he's such a nice man.
So I think it's good for us just to hear the stories of going above and beyond and some of the things that we get into here. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of just coming here today through your created world, the beautiful newness of spring and all that you have made. We thank you that you give this work to us to put flesh into the words, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Guide our planning, our thoughts, give us wisdom in our decision making. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, we do have a quorum. We have a wonderful full table here today. And you have the minutes of the previous meeting. If you want to look them over, and if you see any...
Michelle and I would just like to make one comment. If you wouldn't mind, if we remove the Pinky's Lady Friends group, they decided to raise funds for other agencies because they are on board. I mean,
okay.
Michelle has been in contact with Monica, and
okay.
We're going to meet as soon as Michelle is out of town right now. But
okay.
She, as soon as we get back. But it just sounded a little negative. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They have not...
They could not do it to the extent that anybody who's attended the team, they went all out. I mean, they were cooking and baking and
right.
all that. And they just can't do it to that extent, but they do want to be involved.
Okay, so the sentence in the under old business, they have decided to raise funds for other agencies, is not the case.
Yes.
They
will be involved, but to a lesser extent.
Okay, so they're going to be helping us, and that's a great thing.
That's a good thing.
We're thankful for that.
Tiki has been helping her father-in-law in Florida and her mother.
Yeah.
She's been down there. She just came back. Her mother just died.
Oh.
So she's still helping her father, but she's just totally
right.
back and forth to Florida, and that's why she's
So she's just going to be doing it on a smaller scale. So
they'll be involved, but to a lesser degree.
Okay, so may I have a motion to accept the minutes as corrected?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. A motion? A second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor of approval?
Aye.
Okay. The treasurer's report.
We just sent around some copies of what Roxanne prepared for us. It's like this, if it's coming one way or the other. Let's see.
I did send it around.
Copies. Everybody get one?
Everybody.
Maybe get that way around here. And it just recaps our income and expense activity for this year through the end of April. Again, there's little to note of change other than, our donations are lagging a little bit behind, certainly from religious organizations and from business and civic as well. The garage sale came in a little bit under what we had budgeted and hoped for, but still was very successful. To come in at $2,627.
Is
it
there?
Yep, wait.
Oh, there are two pages. Yeah,
oh,
you gotta,
no wonder.
You've got to look at the page that says your name
okay.
was 2010.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
My
feeling on that is because a portion of the grant, the Thrivent, goes toward that in a sense we would reach the 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
We choose to kind of include that in our projections.
Well, these are the raw figures, that's good to know.
And in fact, I believe, but the The $50 came after the 1st of May. This is actually going to go up by $50.
What's the $50 from?
Someone bought a couple of things that were left over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's going to be $26.77.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that the second page that Roxanne provided is just the overall how 2009 turned out. And you can see that, you know, 2009, the bottom line numbers were, you know, a goal of income of 42,913 and total expenses of 42,913. So, you know, that may be what we'll track on to this year. All it is, you know, that's an actual, and we're looking at budgeted items for 2010, trying to meet that. So we'll see where we are. We did send a, you've got, I think Roberta said she printed off a note. The last page on the very back. Just an email update. We had submitted all around the first week of, or the end of March, the first week of April, a request to the Kinney Foundation. And she had said at that point that they were going to meet on April 21st. Well, as she indicates here, they didn't meet on April 21st. They'll now be meeting on May 19th, which is, of course, tomorrow. So she'll have our request for some funding from them. I think we asked for $2,000. And we'll see what they'll do. She said it certainly sounded like ours was the kind of organization doing volunteer work that Kinney Foundation feels is worthy of consideration. So hopefully we'll hear more from that and have more to report at the next meeting. Other than that, I don't think there's anything, you know, outside the realm of usual in the financial report. So,
question: was there a second grant that?
Well, there was Excellus, and Roberta can speak briefly about that.
I was going to do the Excellus, but it was already past the date. So the next one will be, I think, in September. So we're
They do two application cycles, one in the spring, one in the fall. So we'll have that ready to go.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Randy on the...
I printed out a page of all the donations that came into the office, which came to 473. I don't know how that fits into the official.
It should be probably split up somehow between...
Those are all the ones I recorded.
Clients and...
That you put in. So I don't know how that fits into...
I mean, 345 at least would be clients and friends.
Plus 250 would be 595. Yeah, I'm not sure where the.
But it's probably split up in there between those things.
I wish I could do more things electronically. I think, you know, it seems a lot of our expenses all come through just mailing. Mm-hmm. I go through a lot of things.
Well, and do we have clients that, do we feel it's appropriate to have a client get or anyone else? I mean, it's just, it's a matter of,
or just even if we could have done the newsletter through the, you know, emails and stuff.
I don't know if we can develop an alternative. We can have people say, I'd be happy to get the newsletter electronically.
To a certain degree, we are able to. Well, for example, the orientation.
Yeah.
I did that and we produced that so it's ready to be sent electronically. I'm just not sure how many of our clients
emailed volunteers and people in the community. Mm-hmm. But then maybe they won't even open them if they got it electronically. I'm just saying it just seems like I'm always buying stamps. Mm-hmm. The only thing I spend money on.
Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to make a PDF of the peninsula. You know that, Joe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, so.
Even to attach to the website instead of mailing it to people.
Mm-hmm. Do we get
I don't think people will read it.
But then again, we put the donation in.
I was going to say, we put the envelope in there.
Right.
I don't know that we,
you
know, hopefully the response from the donor envelopes covers the postage cost of what we sent. I you know, I think it's still worth having that donor envelope go out.
Thank you.
Okay. If there are no other questions for Randy, may I have a motion to accept the treasurer's report? Motion to accept. Second.
Second.
All in favor of acceptance?
Aye. Thank you.
And I'd just like to thank everybody. We had wonderful participation. Well, we had a wonderful garage sale all the way around. And just tremendous participation from the board. Being here, helping out, thank you all so much. I don't think we've ever had as many people for as much time as we did. It was wonderful, and I don't know if anybody besides me got the email from Roberta at the end, but I was literally on my way out of town. You know, we had this stack of stuff in boxes against the wall that was left, including that big old chair. And I'm on my way out of town, and I said, I'll just check my email. I go on, thank you, Jesus, they took it all. Salvation Army backed up and took it all, because they don't always.
They do. A lot of times they pick and choose, and then I'm stuck with all these deliveries trying to get rid of hundreds of boxes, and they took it all away.
And I think we had wonderful support from the church here, and after last year, Anita came in, she brought things, came in and good.
And I sent a thank you note to them.
Good.
So hopefully they put it in.
Program director.
Okay, our meals for 99 for April 8 is Cedars. Havoc, I finally brought in this past week 100 more meals before the summer, so that's good. March numbers show grocery shopping at 50, medical rides 46, visitation 36, calls 231. We have new 5 new clients for March, so it's now 168. Out of that, 100 are active. Our volunteers is the same, 106. Volunteer hours for March are 293. We set up the garage. It was very successful and went smoothly. We put 209 hours of volunteer time into it. The volunteer tea was very nice too. I just wish more people could have attended, but I thought it was very nice of them. Bear will be gone for the summer, and the Youth at College girls are now gone. They worked out very well. And just a reminder, I will be out of the office June 9th, 10th, and 11th for the conference.
Okay, Roberta, how are we doing in terms of, are you swamped with phone calls, requests? Are we pretty well filling what we get back?
I generally fill 95%.
Okay.
But sometimes there might be 10 calls for the same day, and I just can't get people. So a lot of times if that happens, I'll ask them to reschedule their appointment, and then generally it will work out.
Okay. And with these girls gone, are you going to be shorthanded?
They get a lot of things with grocery shopping.
Okay.
So I'm looking at other people right now. Okay. Some people came up from the south.
Right.
They're here for the summer.
Right.
So I'm going to be using more of them.
Okay.
But the girls helped because they did the odd hours and the evening hours. So I'll just keep that. But the requests in the summer usually go down. Hopefully. But I'm still getting constant calls for rides.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people hear about us, and but they think they're going to get a ride today or tomorrow.
I need to be at the doctor in 15 minutes.
We get the same thing.
But people know about us and are hearing. In fact, one lady called. She's had some disabilities. Her mother has major disabilities and terrible accident, and is in a wheelchair, but she can't push herself, and most places will not take her because they don't want to push her into the doctor. So she says, I just heard wonderful things about my neighbors, and it's like, oh, I got to go and interview with them.
Okay.
I still have the girls in that house team, volleyball, I don't know, some sports team. And they are still helping out with poor ladies who grocery shop. And I don't, they just call the woman, they take care of it all themselves, and it works out well.
Okay. Thank you. And just as a reminder to everybody, I took a brand new person yesterday. In fact, I filled in for someone else who couldn't at the last minute, and all I hear is how wonderful Roberta is. We are very fortunate. Okay. Committee reports, service. We really are just trying to keep the freezers taken care of and filled for the summer. And so we're okay on that. Publicity.
Not a lot, other than the fact that our website is down, and I've got to look into that this week. It looks like it's probably a domain name issue. We had a renewal notice back in the middle of April that panicked me one day. The next day it looked like it was still good until 2011, and the site was still up and running and all that, and I don't know when we went back down. So I just looked at it this morning because I had planned on sticking around after the meeting to do some stuff with you. And it's not there. The site files are still okay. Those are still being hosted by my son on his server space, and those are all there and intact. It's just that when you go looking for www.yourneighborsinc.com, it's not getting pointed to the right place.
Okay.
So I'm going out to Rochester, as I said, for Joe's stuff Thursday.
Okay.
Friday looks like it's going to be sort of a tween day that we may be able to. He and I will be able to sit down and work through it.
Okay.
Is
it
that we have to send money?
It looks like it's the renewal of the domain name, which is, I think, $9.99 or $11 or something like that. Mm-hmm. But the initial indication back in April was that it was still good for another year. And that it, you can get it for, you can renew it for a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever you want to run with. And I think the last time that it came before the board was probably about a year and a half ago. And I think at the time we were of a mind that we would only renew it for a year, not knowing whether we wanted to stay with yourneighborsinc.com or something a little shorter. Mm-hmm. We wanted the flexibility to go off.
All right, but you're an explorer.
Yep.
Okay. And I know you're dealing with your own issues, but how about this other, the video issue? Is it in your mind?
Well, that was sort of in the background if we weren't making any progress any other way.
Okay. So. Any other news, Randy, from your
No, I haven't. It's not been on my radar either. Okay. I'll call Steve and ask him if whoever had heard from her was going to work on it is, I don't know if it was students and staff.
Okay.
Okay.
All business. We've pretty much touched on the garage sale results. I don't know if anybody has anything to add. Wonderful, successful. I got good stuff.
Same here.
Oh, Joe loved his bug.
Oh.
It's one of the little wind-up spring-legged things in that, and the counterweight moved around and the thing jumped around.
Who's Joe?
My son.
Oh, I thought it was your dog.
No.
Okay. Volunteer recruitment, we've also talked, I mean, Roberta has filled us in that she's doing reasonably well, but we can always be looking for recruits. And I assume, Roberta, too, you said North Utica is a particularly difficult place.
All of East Utica. I don't know why people don't want to go in East Utica.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not talking Cornell. I'm talking
just East Utica.
Just hard to get people to
go in. Okay, so always keep your...
I every place I go, every meeting I go to, I'm always talking and trying to recruit people.
Yeah.
There's another breakfast meeting I'm going to go to June, first Monday in June, for retired teachers. Okay. I'm going to
go
on my own.
Good, because that's, I think, a good place.
Good source, yeah.
Okay, the board vacancies, there are two, again, because of the resignation of Grace Bounce and Pinky. And I did pursue one suggestion this month. I have spoken to a man named Pastor Mike Ballman, who is pastor of Cornerstone Community Church down on Oneida Square. And he was very interested. He and we have sent him some information.
And quite a few times.
Karen sent him our new handbook, mm-hmm. and I sent him a letter of explanation. And he did seem interested. This was kind of on my way out of town, and I haven't been back long enough to have heard anything back from him, but can continue to pursue that. Also, and I can't remember if I spoke to you after this, Carrie, but my last Excellus meeting, the training seminar,
mm-hmm.
they, at that seminar, it was tossed around how you get board members,
right.
and among the participants, how we did. And of course, we all have the same problem. But two that they put at the top of the list were that thing that you're in, the leadership
mm-hmm.
training, and they
well,
said,
well, Michelle Mansura actually is interested in being,
okay.
She's with BNA too, right, or she was Senior Network. I don't know what she's with anymore.
Yeah.
At Home Services, is that what they're called now? She expressed interest. She was in the Leadership Mahogany class.
Okay, because they suggested that class as a good
yeah.
place.
So, I mean, I can follow up with her.
Can you follow up with her?
I think what will happen is if Michelle comes on, I'd have to go off.
Oh, they won't let two of you sit on?
No.
Okay, well, I won't afford it then.
Okay.
No,
you're responsible for kicking off the board.
Okay, if you want to take notes, go for it. I mean, that is why, who was it that was on here that
Kathy
had to leave?
Penalty?
No. Mm-hmm. Somebody that was with Senior Network.
Eileen.
No,
Eileen, after
Gleason. The other Eileen.
Yeah. Gleason.
Gleason.
Yeah. That she had to go off mm-hmm. because I was on.
Okay. So maybe look at the rest of the class.
Michelle probably didn't know I was on this.
But don't let that go out of your head.
No.
But that class was suggested as a really good place, and Rotary,
I mentioned
Rotary Club, because Rotary people are invested in the community.
North Utica.
So
And there's a Rotary Club that meets at the Heritage Healthcare Center, too, and it's Sunrise.
They used to be there. They're no longer there.
No longer there?
No, but down at Utica School of Commerce.
I've been around too long now.
That's okay. There's some guys in North Utica I should tell.
You can put your thinking caps on.
Mm-hmm.
Those two, out of the suggestions made, those two to me seemed alike.
I have met with the Rotary up in North Utica and the one over here.
Was there one that meets at the Radisson still?
One was up there.
That's not a Rotary, I don't think.
Blue Flag Room would be North Utica at the train station.
Yeah, no, yeah. It used to be at the one at the marina.
Maybe one of their own would hear it better from you, Randy.
Yeah, let me. Yeah, I'm trying to picture.
And again, in all these groups, people have different interests and different gifts, and we're looking for someone with a passion for this particular thing. So, just if you can, and I will talk to this Mike Bowman again because he did really seem interested. His church relocated from New York Mills to downtown Utica. They wanted to be involved in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And
Carol, what was his last name?
Ballman, B-A-L-L-M-A-N. And actually, the day that I called him, he was on the front page of the paper because they had been connected in some way with Grow West. And I so I said to him, our board doesn't have any financial difficulties, just so you know what we're getting into. And so I explained to him, I said, first of all, our whole budget is about $40,000, not several million or several hundred thousand or whatever. So anyway, he kind of laughed. And I mean, they more or less just host, allow meetings to occur in their building or something. I don't know. There was some connection, and he was on the front page of the paper. So, but he really did seem interested. And some time ago, your neighbors was part of a, we were invited into his church on a Sunday morning to be part of a social ministry.
They were very welcoming.
There.
Yeah.
So, we have,
I did have two or three people who expressed interest from there to volunteer, but they want to do things in Rome or up north, and they just didn't work out, you know.
But people change, you know, even they get different people involved, so. okay, the Harvest Key. Let's hear it.
Right here.
Let's hear it.
I knew we had some concerns. We had some concerns with it. That we weren't going to get the involvement and participation from Monica and Tinky, and Carol was quite concerned. So, Michelle and I got together and we chatted, and Michelle thought, why don't we check out the Fort Schuyler Club? And I happened to have a friend of mine who was a member there, and she was willing, perfectly willing to host once I let her know what your neighbors does, to host us there. So I made an appointment, and I sat down with Jim Day over there, and we have booked Saturday, October 23rd, from 11 to 2, and the whole first floor of the Fort Schuyler Club. We have the whole 9 yards, all the way from the sitting area to the main ballroom at the back.
Wow, the
23rd of October at from 11 to 2. It just fits in perfectly. We have the place to ourselves. There's plenty of room for our auction baskets. We can put that aside. The food and tea service, and we have the family dining room with 10 tables, 12 tables, excuse me, and the formal dining room they're going to open up for us as well for a spillover, and that's 20 tables altogether. We have a menu. They're going to do everything for us. We have finger sandwiches, watercress turkey with chutney, and I'm going to cheddar walnut and chicken gorgonzola finger sandwiches, raisin scones, pound cake, assorted herbal flavored teas and coffee. All of this for $15 a person.
Wow.
All inclusive. The rental of the everything.
That's
so
good.
Yeah.
Very
and good. What I did was I looked through our expenses to see if this was doable. And turned out the total expense last year was $1,567 because they, as you remember, they were charging us per cup or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was
$250 per cup and then $500 for the room.
And,
yeah.
And we were just getting nickels and dimes. And then Monica helped pay for the gratuity and the tea last year to the tune of $306.
And that's not part of the 15?
That is part of the 15.
That is.
But the total expenses without what Monica put in was $1,260.81.
Plus all the baked goods and everything else that they provided.
Gratis.
Yeah.
So, so there was a huge involvement, but I thought this was a great price, and it's a wonderful place. I mean, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Fort Schuyler Club.
I
don't
know.
I used to be my boss's party.
Right down here. I'm
going to
say, just gorgeous.
He's a good guy.
He's a wonderful guy. Easy to deal with. So, going from there, I mean, when I looked at everything that we raised last year, the majority of it came from people who gave donations but didn't show up, which is, you know, gravy. and Monica and Pinky have both voiced their willingness to go to the doctors as they have in the past and to take them invitations and things like that. And I'll keep you posted as we
have all their addresses and everything.
Great.
Too.
Great. So as we go forward.
Oh, Kara, thank you.
I think it has the potential to do really well.
Great.
That's wonderful.
You should up the price.
Well, that was the cost. That was
no,
the
our ticket, I believe, is 30.
No, it was 20 last year.
It
was 20.
It was 20 last year. Do you want to go to 25?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we should go to 25.
I believe most people don't remember how much they pay.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but I mean, I watch these things that are coming up. I actually thought it was 30, and I was going to say, I thought that was good, because comparatively, the things, events I see around, and
most of them are $30 to $50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think 25 is not a problem.
No.
I'm surprised it was really this only 20?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, I get it. No, I put it in my other folder.
Would you like me to talk to for the entertainment for the piano?
We already have the piano. They have a piano there.
Yeah.
We're going to have. I thought Monica was going to talk to Jovita, see if she's willing to go.
Okay.
But thank you.
If she doesn't, we can figure out.
Well, if she doesn't, we have other options.
Yeah, we have other options.
Yep.
I can get a group of artists who are very talented to do, you know, like Monica did with her gifts, if you wanted us to do that. They can get like 20% of their money that they sell things. They can give it to us if you want to do something like that or no.
Oh, the crafting thing?
No, just
art, like an art show type thing. Almost would be in there. That'd be nice.
Have to look at room. How much room is there in the Fort Scott Club?
Well, they're going to have to have that with the one room of the five. You know, I would really love to have the group go down and take a look at the place. If you wouldn't mind that, may I set that up with Jim and then just give you a date?
Have an available time.
See the room?
I don't know.
Okay, great. I will do
but
that.
I think if there was space for some painting,
that's
upright. I mean, that's
nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
And maybe in among the, you know.
People,
yeah.
They're not
in charge of
it.
So
it'll
be a
$10 profit. And then we get a lot of donations. People just.
Yeah. And a lot of people.
Is there a minimal amount of people that you had to assure them?
No.
Okay.
No.
We
get,
what, 100, 110?
I told them 100, so we're shooting for 100.
This is each cost.
I mean, I know because we have. Had this has now been going on several years, it's kind of grown, it's been known, and there are people now who get a whole table. I know there's a woman in my church, Marge Perkins, some of you met,
mm-hmm.
She gets 8 people get around her table, so she fills the table, and there were others, I think, several others who did that, so it doesn't seem to be a problem.
Do you offer a table deal?
No.
We haven't passed.
No, it's just an idea to get, you know, fill a table.
Mm-hmm.
It's really for people.
I've had
to
people
come
request a table. And they sent $100 for a table, mm-hmm. or whatever they did. I forget the amount, but they requested a table for
their group.
Mm-hmm.
And I should just have to let him know an approximate number 1 week in advance, and then we guarantee 24 hours in advance. So we're in good shape.
Okay, well, why don't you set something up and let us know, and then those of us who can go down.
I think you're going to be very impressed.
Great.
Just a thought, would they allow us to have a board meeting there?
Yeah, I don't know what.
They have several rooms upstairs. Mohawk Valley Advertising Club used to meet upstairs.
Next month's meeting will be the last before we do. July and August, our bylaws state that it can be just the executive
mm-hmm.
committee. And I don't think there's any reason that we couldn't do it that way this year. We haven't anything critically happening. So next month's meeting would be the next regular one if you want to see if it would be available. It's third Tuesday at 11:30 to 12.
Yeah, the only thing is they have daily lunches there in the family dining room. I think after hours would be better, about 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
Only so we can get the whole lay of the land.
Yeah. Okay. So just try to set something up.
Sure.
Okay. All right. And then again, just for information for new folks, That is the normal thing. We'll meet in June and then not in July and August.
Okay.
The chicken barbecue is set for June 26th. It is reserved at Zion. The space is reserved. Karen has created a
flyer's done, yeah.
Flyer, and now actually we're at the point where it's almost a little early, but not too before too long. We could get them, and you can print it off the internet. There's one of the Cyan already.
Is there really?
No. Because we had.
Because I gave you a stack.
Well, you gave me the. I mean, it was on my computer, and we are having a social ministry ongoing thing where we create volunteer opportunities. So I put the flyer up with "Sign up for your barbecue pit time" on there. So, but that is another thing. We will need some help with that day again.
And it'll be just chicken halves again?
It's chicken halves again. For those of you who have not been through it, this occurs at Zion Lutheran Church on the corner of French and Burstone Road up by Utica College. It's in the parking lot. It's called Chicken Barbecue Drive-Through. It's chicken halves only. Mm-hmm. And you drive through and you get your chicken halves and off you can go. We are thinking this may turn out to be graduation, high school type graduation weekend.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that'll be a problem because not everybody.
12 to 3 again.
12
to 2
when it's sold out. 12 till sold out. And, but it is very helpful to sell tickets ahead of time. So, again, Roberta, can you get us some tickets, because by the next month's meeting, it's kind of late.
Get the mail to you.
Get some tickets to each of us.
Karen, could you send me some? Or do you have any flyers?
I didn't bring one with me.
Okay, so I'll just email to me and I can
sure.
Print it.
I will.
Yeah.
I can print them out. Okay.
And so anything any of you all can do, put up a flyer, but sell tickets. And it's, again, for a lot of people, it's a good thing to be just the chicken. They can, even for a graduation party, you mm-hmm. know, they can make their salads and get their chicken. And so, please.
I could put some flyers in the local high school.
Okay. Yep. And I would just say, Roberta, email us too for sign up to volunteer times if you can. At Zion, I put two shifts. I put 9 to 12 and 12 to 3. Mm-hmm. That pretty well covers it. 9 to 12 is mainly those guys who build the pit up and get it going. 12 to 3 is the selling and the takedown. Mm-hmm. So for if you can help during those times, great. Okay, is there any new business?
Just a question. I presume it doesn't apply to us. Is your Neighbors Inc. tax exempt?
Yes.
There was an article in the paper over the weekend about hundreds of thousands of small tax exempt organizations are going to lose that status.
Yep.
Is that a concern for us?
Have we been filing income taxes all the way to one?
We have. Well, I mean, we did all the time.
Okay, great. Then I guess we're not in trouble. It's going to be individuals. I'm on the Clinton Chamber of Commerce board,
okay.
And we had that problem because we hadn't been filing for years because we didn't think we had to. So we filed an extension for, and then we're going to be providing our accountant with all the information necessary to file a 990. It's now required all tax.
Now, I would think for last year, I mean, we've been under Lutheran Care now for 2 years.
Oh, that's true.
And that's what I'm wondering is because we're under the umbrella of Lutheran Care, maybe it didn't even apply for us.
You're tax exempt.
But
and
I mean,
let
so
me check
at this
with
point, I'm assuming Roxanne handled whatever.
Yes.
But while Ed was in, yes, we were
that's
a good point.
It struck me just that.
Yeah. The other thing I thought I heard was, because I heard it too, was who received $25,000 or less, whose income is $25,000.
I know there was a benchmark there, and I wasn't sure how that.
Which we had, I don't know how that picked up, but anyway. But can you just.
I will double check with Roxanne, but I just think there's a problem.
Okay. Good question, though.
The chicken barbecue was what?
June 20th.
Six for a half. $6 for a half.
Should I get those bags again?
Yeah,
those. Oh man, those are great. It's quite tough. We'll do that. Yeah.
In fact, really, that other thing. What about all this stuff?
We need charcoal.
Charcoal.
Oil,
vinegar.
No, it's June
20s.
We get the salt and the baking soda, or the poultry seasoning through bagel growth.
Does anyone here want to, well, I've got everybody here, want to get charcoal or oil and vinegar donated to us?
I can do oil and vinegar again. I think I do that every day.
Well,
I just need the amounts again.
I'll get in touch with Ed's one.
We need like 12 bags of charcoal, I think, 10 or 12.
Right. It's out there about the same time.
Can you pursue that one?
And I'll ask some people too.
Roberta, who do you speak to about the bags at Price Chopper?
Man in charge of the deli at Price Chopper.
Which Price Chopper?
Right here on Genesee.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking whether or not we would be able to jump past Price Chopper and find out where they get them.
I tried looking.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
Find them.
There's some confusion with some of the people who are getting the chicken about, oh, you got these from Price Chopper?
Yeah.
And
it says, you know, it's all there.
So I think what we talked about last year was putting labels on or something too. Bags donated by Price Chopper, chicken provided by your neighbor's bank or whatever. Because you're getting bags from Price Chopper for Price Chopper chicken, and you're giving them chicken, and it's not doing anything for us.
No,
it isn't.
So.
Well, I could look into the bags, but I didn't have any luck with it.
I said, he owns Price Chopper, which is connected. You want to find out where they're getting from.
Somebody's got to be manufacturing.
Right, well, that's what I mean. And I can't believe they do it just for Price Chopper either. So, I mean, if you could get just blank ones. I know.
Who would you find out from? That's why I mentioned going.
Internet.
Yeah.
But the only thing is, if we get it from someone else, we have to pay for them.
Well, unless you find out who it is that manufactures them, and if they can just donate a box of clear ones without any kind of printing on it or that, you're ahead of the game.
And it would actually save them money because they wouldn't be inking.
Right. It would just be a flat out nice donation for them to make.
But otherwise, anybody who picks it up should be seeing it being barbecued right there because you're picking it up right there.
They give you those ones to handle and they have left.
They're a great bag.
It's a great bag.
Beautiful packaging. They weren't going through the bottom, which is what we had.
Keeps the stuff warmer than the... Or as warm,
and
I think it's the
foil. And people can freeze right in it if they want. They can, you know, some people buy more than enough for the day and they stick them in the freezer. We do. Okay, maybe we could at least check on that and see what the possibility is. Okay, and the other thing with this is because we'll have a second one, it's good if we can get enough for... Remember last year we said rather than going back again in a couple months, it's good if we can get enough for the two barbecues at once.
Yeah.
If you're asking for donations.
Okay.
If you're asking for donations.
Should we know what the second one is?
We haven't. Do you want to discuss the possibilities?
I don't know.
I'm going to get online. I got time for that, I can. I think Walmart does paper bags for their legs and stuff.
They have the whole chickens.
They use the box,
the plastic. The black bottom
thing,
clear top.
And the cardboard handle.
Yeah. And it's the foil paper bags for the.
So you might be able to get charcoal donated by Walmart.
We have in the past.
I know we're still often in the wake of the
How about September for the other ones? I think
like the 8th. I know I'm going to miss this first one. I'll line up on a. Jim doesn't know yet, but he'll be volunteering in my place.
Oh, good.
He doesn't know it yet.
Now, wait a minute. You were gone for some other
time. I was gone for the last
event.
You'll get our order in range, and we will pack our freezer with Ed's chicken.
Okay.
Just selfishly, I would suggest Saturday the 18th. Just because I know I'm... the weekend will be 11.
Okay, anybody have trouble with Saturday, September 18th? I'll check it with...
It's Yom Kippur, I don't know if that makes... That would be for a fall chicken barbecue.
And I will clear the date at Zion, so... That sounds good to me.
Okay.
Too early as, you know...
Do you want me to send out a flyer to everybody instead of doing a newsletter? Or to local people?
Oh, an alert about...
Alert about the thing.
The chicken barbecue.
I'll contact the papers and all that stuff again.
I'll know it too, right when I get back in the office.
I don't know, did you want me to do that, but then...
To our mailing list?
But then it's not a bulk mailing.
Okay, do we have a newsletter coming out?
Yeah.
Well, we're not doing a newsletter right now, because we just did...
We just did one in March, so...
Well, you can make a postcard.
Yeah, it's a postcard.
Isn't it cheaper to mail postcards? Yeah. What if you just, you know, made postcard-sized stuff?
Yeah. I can send it to...
How big is the mailing list? Is it sub 100?
Well, I don't do... I've done this in the past. I only pick out people local that aren't around, and I don't do clients generally. I do more volunteers or people in the community.
Postcard
I think flyer mail's cheaper too, if it's just a piece of paper folded into three with a sticker on it or something. Isn't it cheaper to mail that even than a postcard because it weighs less? You might be able to just use regular 8.5 by 11.
300?
260.
You're thinking it wouldn't be that many?
Yeah, it could be. For both of you. If I do the bulk mail, I can make 260.
Okay.
I think that'd be good to get the word out.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the thing that's very, very, very important, if you get your tickets in the mail, if you get 10 tickets as typical, is we need to know if you've sold them or not. We sort of need the remainder back. Because on the day of the sale, if I've sold 20 tickets, that needs to be known. So that we're not overselling chickens, because that happened one year. In other words, people are driving in to buy chickens. We need to know we're holding 20 chickens.
Wednesday, if you can give me the money or the remaining tickets, then I'll know how much.
Okay,
so
Wednesday before the event?
Right.
Yeah. 22nd, 23rd.
Wednesday the 23rd would be right.
Well, our...
Or do you want it further in advance?
You want to do it sooner than that.
Yeah, before that.
Even that Monday, maybe, so that way you have everything.
Mm-hmm. And we will actually have a board meeting on the 15th to check in, because the 1st of June is a Tuesday. So
if you could give me them for the 15th, and then...
Yeah, just turn in whatever you can,
At what date, then?
The next board meeting. On June 15th.
Because we just don't want to have sold to someone and then they show up and we don't have any chickens for them. We also encourage, when I sell my tickets, I encourage the people I'm selling to pick it up as close to 12 as possible, because that also saves confusion.
Yeah. They're there first, they get the first.
The sooner they come, the better.
Would it help you if you did the pre-ordered stuff a half hour before the regular opening of the drive-thru? Do you know what I'm saying?
It does, and it might not quite be ready. The chicken, you know, the pit crew, they kind of have it down to a science. So that, So often people can make an arrangement with, I mean, we sell a ton on our road among our neighbors. And, you know, two or three families, somebody will say, I'll pick up for everybody. Mm-hmm. And they do it at a certain time. Mm-hmm. That's helpful. Okay. Well, those were good things we hadn't remembered to say, so that's good. So Roberta will get tickets to us. Karen will get flyers.
No, kind of standing
still. All of us. And
12:20. Notice that like 10 minutes ago.
I'm like, wow. There's nothing else done. The meeting is adjourned. We will be meeting on the 15th of June, and then there will not be a meeting in July and August, except for the execs.
I've been looking at this
email
to you.
Would you
have
it to the whole board to give that? Yeah, I'll grab it. Okay.
if, you know, get your word, or Roberta, if you send us something where we indicate our volunteering so you know how your crew is.
I'm going to head out with one in Easter and another one.
Okay.
Very good.
Thanks a lot. Thank you for all being here.
Oh.